Mr. President, I rise this morning to ask the members of the Senate to endorse the provisions of House Bill 218 as amended. It's no secret, Mr. President, that the Commonwealth, like many jurisdictions throughout the nation, has faced tremendous financial struggles the past decade. Current expenditures continue to outpace revenue for 9 of the past 11 months. Actual revenues have fallen short of revenue projections. Legacy and mandated costs continue to grow. We are facing a $1.5 billion deficit in the current cycle we're about to close, and nearly $3 billion for the prospective fiscal cycle that we're discussing today as part of Senate House Bill 218. And our ability to utilize short-term budgeting strategies to balance the budget are running short. These all leave no easy answers for this chamber, this General Assembly, this government for developing a fair and balanced budget. But despite all of these challenges, I believe that collectively we have crafted a 2017-2018 general fund budget that is not only fiscally responsible, but also provides the necessary resources for programs and services that are vital to the Commonwealth and its citizens. The $31.99 billion fiscal year 17-18 general fund proposal before us represents a modest 0.6% increase over last year's supplemental budget and nearly $650 million less than what was originally proposed to us for our consideration in February. With limited resources available, it is even more crucial than ever that we ensure we are allocating the limited funding to programs and services that are vital to our citizens and have proven results. One area where this is clearly the case for all of us is in the investment of our state dollars in our young people, ensuring we are providing them with opportunities to succeed in school and therefore later in life. This budget recognizes the need to invest in our children and their families by increasing funding for education and early intervention programs. The budget increases basic education funding by $100 million, early education initiatives by $30 million, early intervention funding by $12 million, and special education funding by $25 million. These investments bring our pre-K through 12 system funding through the Commonwealth to a historic high of $11.8 billion. House Bill 218, as amended, also makes important investments and allocations in helping provide for our citizens most in need and most vulnerable, with $7 million to combat heroin and opioid addiction, including fundings for drug interventions, and to support additional drug courts. The budget provides $5 million to the community-based family centers for proven, effective home visitation initiatives for vulnerable pregnant women, infants, and young children, and provides funding to help individuals with disabilities and senior citizens through community-based programs which allow them to get the care they need in their own home or in the community. With House Bill 218 as amended, we are making an additional commitment, worthy commitment, to thousands of our citizens so they can live and pursue their goals in our communities and not in institutions. House Bill 218, as amended, also reconciles and restores some of the most significant concerns that our citizens expressed to us collectively regarding the governor's proposed spending plan. It restores proposed funding cuts to last year's levels to the best in the nation, University of Pennsylvania Veterinarian School, $19 million and $16 million, respectively, for juvenile and adult probation services, and funding for important health programs that the Commonwealth has been committed to for many, many years, such as epilepsy support, adult cystic fibrosis, trauma prevention, and ALS support services. At the same time, Mr. President, we need to scrutinize all state spending. And we also need to look for ways to control cost and for find synergies in program areas which will place the Commonwealth on a more sustainable financial path for the future. Through more appropriate criminal justice policies and the merger of the Department of Corrections and the Board of Probation and Parole, we will sustainably reverse the 20-year upward trend in spending in corrections, which can better be spent investing in our children, our citizens. The $103 million reduction in the Corrections Department in the merged Corrections, Probation, and Parole Department is the first such reduction we've seen, Mr. President, in many years, and it is a very important path for us to take. This budget also provides for a thorough review to examine the unification of our largest program area, the Department of Human Services and Health, into a single department, a very important conversation in terms of sustainability and possibly looking to restructure the way we offer these services to our citizens to provide more efficient spending and better outcomes. Mr. President, like the previous years, finding the correct balance between providing necessary resources and holding the line on spending and crafting a budget has proven tremendously challenging. But as we look at the proposal before us for the 17-18 spending plan and House Bill 218 as amended, I believe we have been able to reach that balance. In recognizing the financial struggles the Commonwealth continues to face, this budget provides a fiscally responsible and modest increase in spending for vital state programs and services while protecting hardworking families and job creators from onerous tax increases. Mr. President, in short, it is the right financial solution for Pennsylvania's future, and I ask the members of the Senate to endorse the proposal. Thank you very much.